Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, listen, today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Watch classic shows or all your current favorites. Act now and get a cool special deal just for TMOS listeners, an absolutely free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. And now, the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Oscar, I think the last time the words Wayne Newton came up on this show, well, not was that he sounded just like Marcus Serta, was that he had sold his house and bought a condominium to live in because he just couldn't afford the upkeep of Casa de Shenandoah.
Oh, yeah, it's a big estate, correct?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And it's actually on the market now, and we have a get for you. I think he's actually waiting without. Wayne, can you come in?
Oh, there we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi, Wayne.
Hello, Rob.
How are you?
Thank you so much.
How are the pipes?
You know what they used to be.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm doing the very best I can.
Perhaps what you lack...
Under the circumstances, no longer living in my home. Casa de Shenandoah.
Casa what?
Casa de Shenandoah. It's well, the old man thing.
You know what? Perhaps what
no
you lack...
I have the voice. To sing my high notes.
But you give the effort, don't you?
I do.
Always 100%.
I do. I do. And I'm so grateful to still have a partial ownership stake in Casa de Shenandoah.
You are a minor partner.
I'm a minor partner. I am living just down the road in a smaller home. And that hurts me.
It does. I understand.
Mr. Newton.
Yes.
Do you miss your Arabians?
Pardon me?
Your Arabians.
My Arabian stallions.
You don't have them in the condo, do you?
Giving those up was a sad day for the whole Newton family.
Yeah.
And but, you know, you have to realize, I've realized for a very long time, that life goes on.
Yes, it does.
And life goes on, and therefore you have to take your hits, and you have to pick yourself back up.
You say it was sad for the whole Newton family, wasn't it?
Yes.
Doesn't Jerry like when you fail?
Jerry likes that, and that's why
your brother
I
Jerry
spent
Newton.
A good portion of my life studying karate.
Yeah?
Because I wanted to kill my brother.
Mr. Newton, a quick follow-up, if you don't mind.
Before we get to the details.
Yeah, our listeners want to know, what was harder, losing your Arabian stallions or losing your guinea hens?
The guinea hens and the peacocks.
They run free.
The call of the guinea hen and the peacocks remotely, eerily similar. But the call of those fowl out on my lawn,
yes,
at sunrise in Las Vegas,
yes,
was spectacular.
You know,
and I am saddened that I'm not there any longer.
I know you normally save this bit for your act.
Yes.
But since you're here.
Sure. Would you like me to play the trumpet?
No, I
and
want
the
you...
guitar and the drums
no.
simultaneously.
What I want you to do, and I've seen you do this a dozen times.
Would you like me to sing Donkey Shine?
I would love I'd like for you to mimic the call of the guinea hen.
The call of the guinea hen.
And you do this on stage.
I love my, you know, I didn't have a house as much as a zoo.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. It's a wild house.
But I think, you know, early in the morning, I'd like to take you out to Casa de Shenandoah. It is dawn.
It is silent.
The sun is breaking over the beautiful mountains outside of Las Vegas.
Yes.
And in the distance, faintly, because they were down in their enclosure.
Yes.
Where I kept the guinea hens. You will hear this. Some of them actually were in an enclosure. A good deal of them, a good many of them ran free.
And that's the beauty of
but
it.
But the entire property was fenced in.
Yeah. Of course.
For security purposes.
Well, for your safety and others.
And you would hear in the distance, as the sun was coming up over the mountain, you would hear.
Listen.
I would say to my lovely wife, I'd say, could you crack open the window? Because there's really nothing quite so intoxicating as the sound of a guinea hen in the morning.
Let me get to the news story, Wayne. It says here, Casa de Shenandoah, a 36-acre ranch once owned by Wayne Newton, just hit the market for $70 million.
I'm okay.
Now, what happens in 2010...
It's on the market. It's such a tragedy. I want to turn it into a museum.
Yeah, the Casa de Shenandoah was sold. You retained a 20% stake in it.
I said, you can turn this. My collection of showbiz memorabilia
right.
is so significant that you could actually open a a museum here.
But sadly, 3 years later, there was no interest in a museum, so they're just selling it. And
Jerry would be
happy
about that.
Yeah. Do you think Jerry will buy it?
Jerry Newton? He doesn't have that, that kind of juice.
People should know the home is also a zoo, as Oscar said. Not only does it house the prized Arabian horses, but there's also sloths, wallabies.
It's a zoo.
Penguins.
Penguins.
Lemurs.
I love lemurs.
And more than 100 birds.
I am so thrilled that the Hollywood community has recognized the lemur as a charming, adorable animal that that the kids can relate to. You know, I said to someone, I think it was one of my managers years ago, I sat him down over a Caesar salad and a glass of spring water, and I looked him in the eye and I said,
didn't you once lose over 100 pounds eating only Caesar
salads? Just on a diet purely of Caesar salads. And I looked across at him and I said, the lemur, I want to turn the lemur into what the kids call the koala bear.
What? Yeah. Is that what the kids call it?
Well, the kids love the koala
bear. The cuteness. Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. But the koala bear is actually quite dangerous.
Well, it depends.
Talons?
It depends on the circumstance.
I understand.
I should say this to you, that every animal is God's creature.
I appreciate that.
Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
And people should know, it's not just the zoo that's great about this. There's the house.
I've added something to my repertoire.
Ooh. Have you?
Yes. I'll be doing on stage at the Hilton.
Yes.
And here at the Birchmere.
Oh, I didn't know you were coming through to the Birchmere again.
We're going to do a family-friendly version of Blurred Lines.
Oh, yeah, Robin Thicke.
That is going to knock your socks off.
Do you have models on stage with you?
Oh, God, no.
No, of course not.
That's not family-friendly. You wouldn't see that in Branson.
What about the fact...
I just think it's disgusting that he felt the only way to perform what is a very solid piece of music.
Right.
That Robin Thicke felt it necessary to show naked breasts.
And for just briefly.
How dare he?
Just briefly.
Naked breasts belong only one place, in the green room. I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding, of course.
Just briefly, and I ask you this because you were a child star as well.
I was indeed. I was on the Lucy Show when I was a young man.
What about Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus is... I am having difficulty finding the word, but I understand you do an edgy show.
We do.
I'll put it out there. Feel free. I'm going to put it out there. She's a whore.
What?
A dirty little whore.
Now that's horrible.
I'm sorry. I don't think there's no place in that for show business.
Really?
There's no place in show business for that kind of behavior.
Would you ever swing?
I mean, why doesn't she just a common streetwalker on stage?
What if you were to swing naked on a wrecking ball?
I could never do that.
No, it wouldn't be good, would it?
I don't think it would. No. You know, the surgeries have resulted in...
some scarring?
A tightness?
A significant amount of scarring that would not be appreciated by my fan base.
A lot of people don't know about your house, Casa de Shenandoah. If you wanted to buy it, it's not just a garage.
I correct you, Rob?
Please, please.
It is no longer my house.
That's
true. Yeah. It's a property you're
invested in. I've said it.
Take a breath.
I've said it. All right. It's no longer my house.
It's no longer his house, so therefore he doesn't have the car museum.
Something? Can I say another thing?
Yes.
That was hard.
Yes, it was.
It's no longer my house.
Okay. It's okay.
It's no longer my house.
Now that you've said it.
Yes.
Now that you've said it.
Yeah.
Do you still have access to the car museum with 7 double doors?
I don't.
Oh.
I no longer have the key.
Do you have access to the jumbo jet terminal that allows a plane to pull right up to your home?
Mock me if you will.
I'm not mocking you.
Jet terminal. Mock me if you...
This is what's available if you were to buy CDS, Casa de Shenandoah.
When I built Casa de Shenandoah...
in the 60s.
My desire was, if I was doing a show in Europe and I wanted to fly... directly from the European area.
Yeah, like if you did Germany,
Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
And I wanted to fly. I could fly to my home with a jumbo jet.
Yes.
Now, I never flew on a jumbo jet. I never owned one. A
lot of props.
But
prop planes.
It's mighty impressive. Shame on you, John Travolta.
Yeah, it's true.
Consolation.
I know something else John Travolta doesn't have.
What's that?
37 stables, an equestrian pool, acres of corrals, a gaming room, a green room, and a tennis court.
That is why one of my dearest advisors sat me down nearly a month ago, and he looked at me and he said, Wayne, I've got some good news and some bad news.
Yeah?
I said, give me the good news first. He said, the good news is you've got a magnificent estate. He said, the bad news is you're slightly overextended.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know what, I need a drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old fashions?
Old fashions? You think you ought to drink while you're flying?
Well, stop kidding, will you? And make us some drinks. I mean, just press the button back there and mark booze. It's the only way to fly. Ha, ha, ha. Don't make them so sweet this time.
You want another one? You've had two already. Can't you wait till we're on the ground?
What are you talking about? All right, I'll make the next batch. You take the controls.
I don't know how to fly an airplane.
Well, it's really nothing to it.
But Benji, you can't fly.
Well, that's nonsense. Anybody can fly a plane. Now, here. Now, I'll check you out. Put your little hands on the wheel. Ah, that's it. Now you have it. Now the feet on the rudder. You got it? There you go. Feet on the rudder. That's nuts. Who says this boy can't fly this old plane? There you go. Now I'm going to make an old-fashioned, the old-fashioned way, the way dear old Dad used to.
What if something happens?
What can happen to an old-fashioned, all right?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That last clip that we played was of Mr. Brian Gauthier from the Oakton Wine Shop.
Are no accidents, Mike.
He was a pilot before he got into the food service industry and then later the wine business.
I remember when he turned to me and he said, quit kidding, will you, and make us some drinks.
That's right.
make an old-fashioned.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded 20 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM, WTF, WashD.
And hey, Mike, you broke up there.
Sorry. And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th. What are we going to do? Oh, my God. What are we going to do? Oh, my God. Is the website for the show up? Anyway.
Do you blame that on superstition?
I believe there is a chance that someone in this room today will die. I am telling the truth.
You're having your anniversary dinner tonight.
Yes, on Friday the 13th. When our actual anniversary date was Thursday the 12th. But let me mention our sponsor.
Of course.
The Oakton Wine Shop.
Ooh, it's very scary, kids.
Let me tell you something. I normally read commercial the way it should be read, but yes. Since we have proprietor in our midst, I will say this is an unknown fact.
Yes.
Everyone at the Oakton Wine Shop, just off Chainbridge Road in Oakton,
yeah.
Every employee, owners all the way down to people that stock the boxes in the back room, all of them, are vampires.
What?
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, they're not, but it is their fall festival, September 20th and 21st. It's at the Oakton Wine Shop.
Hello. Would you like to buy some Beaujolais?
The fall festival is coming up September 20th and 21st at the Oakton Wine Shop. If you are interested in anything they are doing, they're doing a lot of good stuff.
Yes.
703-255-5425. This festival is a two-day festival with 15 wines from California and the Pacific Northwest, and they have those wonderful tastings.
Mm.
And you're doing tastings all weekend, correct?
Yeah, we'll have 15 wines on Friday, 15 wines on Saturday, and a portion of all of our Saturday sales goes to Inova Blood Donor Services.
That's a total awesome. Of 30 wines.
Yes, it is.
Did that in my head.
That's very, very good.
Thank you.
September 28th, it's the second annual fall beer tasting where you can come out and try 15 different fall beers. Now, I think you'd probably speak to this. It seems to me, I think about those great hearty fall beers this time of year. This is the best beer drinking time of the year, correct?
Yeah, we've definitely said that this winter and fall. But mm-hmm. fall by far is our number one. Of all of our seasons, that accounts for almost 28% of our total beer sales.
Why is it that people are so crazy about these pumpkin ales? And it's only happened in the past couple of years.
It's just gone out of control. I mean, pumpkin is the hottest new flavor, not only in beer, but also in food. They were talking about that recently on, I think, the Food Network.
No kidding. Hmm.
So that's September 28th. That's coming up also. We can come out and try 15 different fall beers, including different styles of pumpkin, which everybody loves now. That's mm-hmm. gone wild. And Oktoberfest beers. And the good thing about September 28th, they are going to be opening their doors for two common criminals.
Oh, no.
Oscar Santana.
Oh, hey.
And Casey Duke's brother.
How dare you?
And that's how he likes to be referred to.
It's Casey Duke's brother who's going to be out there.
I think the fame cue's the other way around.
Casey took his comedy pills on the golf course yesterday.
Funny boy.
Yes, and he was telling me about dear old dad, and he had me in tears because I know you guys have talked about Chad's father a lot on the show. And anyway, Chad and Oscar are going to be out there from the Big O and Duke show. They will be tasting some of their favorites. Some of them will be tasting more than others. Are you planning on, you got transportation to and from?
I usually catch a ride, and I bring cold, hard cash, because I like to stock up.
All right, so the whole month of September, starting September 20th, and, you know, it's always great at the Oakton Wine Shop. Go see our friend Brian, and in the great tradition of the fall and the spring, Brian likes to come by and share his stuff with us, and I'm going to tell you something. After this week, my friend, I sure be ready.
Yeah,
sweet.
I'm ready. And we're here with our waiter, Josh, who is presenting me with our first wine of the day.
Would you call him a waiter or a sommelier?
I'll be bringing Josh in during the FanDuel commercial because Mr. Murphy is, I just want to say, at the outset of the season, doing a stellar job for me as my general manager.
He really doesn't look like a Mr. Murphy. He looks more like a Josh.
When it comes to fantasy football... Josh will hereby be referred to as Mr. Murphy.
Okay.
Commissioner.
Until the bad week. Then fired. He will be called Dickhead.
Brian Gauthier from the Oakton Wine Shop off Chainbridge Road in Oakton at 703-255-5425. What are we sampling today?
We're starting off with Sauvignon Blanc from Napa Valley called Peter Frannis.
Sauvignon Blanc, normally a sweeter wine than I prefer, Mr. Brian Gauthier, but you always pick the good one.
This is nice and dry and crisp. Ooh. It's got some nice lychee notes, some lemongrass flavors, really clean and crisp and
getting
fresh.
Getting some grapefruit, yes. Maybe? Yeah.
Yes.
Let me try it. Hold on.
Oh, the lychee is definitely there.
Yeah,
I'm getting a hint of cannabis here.
What? Can't be right.
I'm getting a slice of salami.
Hold on, just a second. I got. There's a little cannabis in here. Is there some sort of stimulant in here, Brian?
Look for a very energetic part two of the show. And Mr. Romero will be having some Cheetos.
This is delicious. This is very light and very... Yeah. And this is really... this is good if you want to loosen up your chick.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you think?
Or tighten her up.
It's a great evening starter.
Now, really you got your start in a restaurant setting. What would you pair this with?
In a retail setting and then restaurants.
Okay, well, before this, you were in a restaurant setting.
Yes, seafood.
Okay.
Cheeses.
Nice.
Like the cheddar cheese we have with us today.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a nice... salami.
Nice.
Do you think there's a chance you could go back to Fleming's just when I'm going to be there?
Yeah, be Mike's escort.
Nobody ever did a better job as the chief cook and bottle washer at a steakhouse than Mr. Brian Gauthier. But you do the same thing with your wine store, and that's why it's so much fun.
Thank you.
Brian, would you mind during this opening wine segment if I opened a gift from a listener?
Absolutely not. Nice. Go ahead.
They come in at such a stupendous rate. Mike needs to open them at all times.
We have to get them opened here. Oscar, did you get yours?
Yeah, I'll grab mine right now.
Very good. This comes to us
from... Oscar and Mike got gifts?
Yeah, we did. It says, Dear Mike, a gift note from Amy Berger. Dear Mike, I don't play favorites, so I'm sending you and Oscar each an Amazon gift card just because random gifts are fun. I love you all, and I love TMOS. So,
oh, that's so sweet.
Wow. Now, did we get these because Rob Spiewak, you got one before, or did we get these because she just likes us better than
and
you?
And she's playing favorites.
Can you read the note again? Because there's something under the radar there about how not playing favorites, and yet she's giving you an Oscar gift card.
Well, here's what when I open this up, and incidentally, what a very nice thing to do, and I hope she got this gift card through MikeOMaraShow.com, because then when we win two ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she writes...
Always winning.
Dear Mike...
Not at all.
I don't play favorites, so I'm sending you and Oscar each an Amazon gift card. That would indicate to me that perhaps you had gotten a gift card earlier. From Amy Berger. She sounds like she might be a mob member.
Yeah, this is what I have from Amy, because I got a personal note as well.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Very good, very good. What are yours?
Hi, read it aloud, because I did not get a personal note.
Hopefully it's a reading book. Mm-hmm. Hi, Oscar. Hope this finds you well. I ordered Rob. Here we go. Here's the wrinkle.
Here we are.
What's this?
A 12-pack of Moxie Cola from Amazon.
Oh, how about that?
There it is.
Oh, well, that's so nice of her.
She hated you.
Well, I assumed that, you know, either you love me or you hate me, but mostly you hate me, and that's what I assumed. I thought it was a dig.
She said, you and Mike are my favorite. That's why you got the gift card. I didn't want him to feel left out.
I refuse to clap for that.
So I'm sending this token of my love to you and Team OS.
Hey, Mike, it must be nice to be tied.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, you're tied with Oscar. How's that?
Hey, you know what? It's better than not being in the game.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, but the Moxie Cola came first.
Amy, because you were...
You are the afterthought.
Let it
and
go.
That's nice, too.
Let it go, Rob.
Yeah.
So because she was so nice to us. You
and
know,
yet I'm letting it go, and yet you keep talking.
You know who this is?
Now, wait. I don't necessarily think we were the afterthought. I think that...
No, read your note again, Oscar. And this is always good because it allows him to read.
Okay.
Hi, Oscar. Hope this finds you well. I ordered Rob a 12-pack of Moxie Cola from Amazon because I didn't want him to feel left out.
Did you drink your wine already, Rob?
Yeah, you bet I did.
While you and Mike are my favorite, I'm sending this along as a token of my love and appreciation.
It could go either way. Yes. I would like, Amy, if you would, please on Facebook, notify us who your favorite is.
Please.
I think it's clear that she says, can you not hear what he's reading?
But did she not say that just because, you know, she didn't want to hurt your feelings?
Read it again, yeah. Oscar.
Let's have a conversation about this, yes, Rob, sir. And you listen and I talk, all right? Okay. Hi, Oscar. Hope this finds you well. I ordered Rob a 12-pack of Moxicola from Amazon. I didn't want him to feel left out, so I sent this along. You and Mike are my favorite.
So you're tied. And I think that's nice.
This is going to Pony Boy because he's worked extremely hard for us. Thank you so much.
And Mike, you keep yours.
Yeah. You should probably give yours to Josh, but you're not going to do that. Oh, yeah. There we go. See, yeah. That wasn't painful.
You know, do I look like I'm rolling in the dough anymore?
No, but these
do
guys...
I look like I'm Casa de Shenandoah myself over here?
You're retaining a 20% stake in your life.
For the love of God.
That was so painful.
I'm skipping a mortgage payment to take my wife out to dinner tonight.
No.
I swear to God. Anyway,
well, you know, when it arrives, I'll bring in the Moxie and we'll split it. We'll all get a can and a half.
Now, Moxie, it was not at the Hannaford. It was not at the Hannaford in Ellsworth when I looked for it for Rob. And
it was one of my greatest discoveries when we went up to Maine. It tastes like bitters. It's like a bitters soda.
If you like the bitter taste, and now, do you think you'll get your Moxie Cola and mix it with something?
Maybe.
Like alcohol?
Like maybe Crown.
Really?
It's something I thought about up there.
That's what I would mix it
with.
Can't
go wrong there.
That's what I thought about when we were up in Maine.
It's nice when we get gifts like this, right?
You know what's nice when you're the favorite?
That might actually be...
Always nice to be the favorite.
Wait a minute,
Oscar.
Crown and Moxie, Rob. You might be able in a very
simple. We'll
call
it Croxy.
You know, you got to name it. It's your cocktail. I've never heard of it before.
Okay,
if it tastes really good.
I know
good,
what
if
it's called.
Like it.
It's called the not favorite.
How about the Spiewak?
Oh yeah,
the Spiebarak.
Spiebarak.
You know, like what do they call that drink in New Orleans? The Sazerac.
Oh, Sazerac.
The Spiewazak.
Yeah, but that would have to go in a yard.
Excuse
me. That's what they
do down there. Big, tall shrimp
yard.
Are you hogging the snacks over there? Brian, did you bring in snacks,
too?
Oh,
yes, I did.
Someone got hungry.
He brought in cheese and...
Can you pass those over, please?
Salami and...
Look at him. He's like, it's his own private buffet.
I had a couple pieces of salami and
What are we enjoying today?
Well, what Oscar did is he did what he did with the M&Ms. He kept you away from the snacks.
Yeah.
Do we need a knife? There's a couple knives on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Or just break off a piece.
Do we need a knife means get me a knife, by the way.
No, I
you just pull what my dad does all the time.
See, what a lot of people don't know is that at the Oakton Wine Shop, they also have the greatest food.
Yeah.
Too.
We do. And we do have to have compliments. You can't always just have wine and beer. You have to have the accoutrements, so to speak.
And you still do the cupcakes?
We do every Friday.
My kids love for me to go buy wine because they always get a cupcake.
Okay. Are you okay?
You're fine. Mike, can you whistle for me?
Hawk is that thunder I hear.
Wow.
Oh, don't chew into the mic.
Listen, everybody. This is Amy. You've chosen your favorite, and here he is.
Lane.
Oh, no.
Hold on,
smacking of lips.
No, I'm going to do a scene from The Contender.
The smacking of lips.
Here we go.
I hate this.
That's my file on you, Senator.
I hope I'm not late.
How did you get it?
Oh, God.
She'll have the porterhouse.
Yeah. I don't eat meat.
And that, Senator, you don't have. All I ask is the potential for greatness, and that you don't have.
I do love when she walks into the restaurant. She says, "Hi, Shelley. Hope I'm not late." He says, "A little.
A little."
What do we have up next?
Who says deviant sex? I do. And I'll have a big microphone in front of me.
Have you watched The Contender?
Yeah.
Have you really watched
it? Not so great.
Oh my God!
You're an idiot!
I'm not an idiot.
Yes, you are.
I'm a favorite.
It's one of the great political...
You're a favorite!
It's one of the great political movies ever made.
Yeah.
Oh, not my thing.
You in explosions because it doesn't have CGI in it.
What if they had a CGI president?
It doesn't have a transformer with a 13-year-old boy.
What if they had a transformer deal where like Sam Elliott turned into a Trans Am? Would that make it a better movie?
I'd be in on that.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
No, it
it's
is
a
so
Camaro, you know, not a Trans Am.
The thing that is so great about The Contender is there's not a bad performance in the movie. Mm-hmm. Everybody in it is great.
I want to get right to this before we go to break here because it's very important to point out this is the first day of live ticket sales for everybody, not just our VIPs. We're talking about Omaricon 2013. That tickets have we gotten the bugs worked out today? Because I panicked. I come in here into the studio. The first thing I do is go to our website and I click on that and I see that it's not there. And then we get up fixed, right? So we're all
done
set.
And done.
Tickets are ready
done
to go.
Done and done.
Oscar Santana, since you know these things, what is the quickest way for people to get tickets to AmeriCon 2013?
All you have to do is go to MikeOmeraShow.com, click either of the banners or the tab that say AmeriCon. You cannot miss them right on the front page, and that'll lead you right to the ticket booth.
And you'll grab your tickets for the State Theater on the 9th of November. Doors open at 7.
Yeah, we're very, I can't say enough to the VIP members that got your advance emails and actually had the opportunity to buy tickets early. You did not sell out the venue. There are plenty of tickets left for people that are not VIP members, but I'll tell you something. You did so much better than the first time we did this.
Well, they're learning, Mike.
And really, really, we couldn't be more grateful to all our VIPs that really stood up. There are people that are talking about carpools from different parts of the country. There are people that are flying in. Jimmy Cerrito is practically doing a weekend of festivities
out
at his joint.
At Jimmy's, it's like a cruise that never leaves the dock.
It's fantastic.
Gotta send an invoice for that.
And everybody will be, you know, our old friends. Everybody does the tour. They stop by Jimmy's. They go out to Oakton to the Oakton Wine Shop.
That's right.
And then they come to the show. And it's gonna be a great night. It's gonna be a great weekend. We're very excited about it. So now today it's official. Now it's on you.
Right.
Now I will not be normal. I will not sleep. I will not be a good person until we sell every last ticket.
And this changes things how?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
I mean, it's Friday.
Would you rather
Might as well be Monday.
Let me ask both of you. Because you always, yesterday you kicked me out of the studio, Oscar did, because I was making people tense by standing over him when he was working on my computer.
Well, we had to have our writer's meeting.
Yeah, we had a writer's meeting.
Now, you're laughing at that. Oscar was very serious about it.
Well,
how did the writer's meeting go?
When we go to a writer's meeting, you know, to me, it's obviously a bigger deal to him.
Yeah, we're really? Spitballing.
Yeah. We came up with a great idea to open the state show.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know it, so I'm very excited about it.
It involves colors and voices and perhaps a prop.
Hey!
Yeah.
I like that. So that's, you know, when I'm in here, the theme, and this started really down in our Florida road trip, is Oscar says that when I'm in here after the show is over, which obviously I put a lot of energy into, that all the other things surrounding the show, if I'm in the room... And Brian, I'll say this to you. If I remember, they think that I just make everybody tense.
It really started,
so they
Brian,
kick me out all the time.
So you know, Brian.
It sounds like being a boss.
Yeah, it does. But it happened in the build-up or the takedown of the studio.
Yeah.
And when you would think, as the Asians say, many hands make light work.
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
That's how the wall was built.
That's right. And that wall... It's great.
It is great.
Incidentally, I'd like to be a part of it.
I understand.
I'd like to, but I mean, if you guys are telling me that I'm, you know, creating so much tension.
Well,
in the
I don't
room,
know that
I'd
it's
like
so
not to
much
have an
tension.
Aneurysm.
That'd be great. I just, and the other day.
You know what? You were great when we built this studio.
Right.
Yeah. When you were just sort of hanging
talking,
as a. You were like.
Doing shtick.
Yeah. Like.
Shucking and jiving.
You were, you added to the atmosphere.
Well, you guys.
You did
were,
not take away.
There was so much work in such a short period of time, and that's when we, in, you know, did in 24 hours what we expected would take 48 hours.
Exactly.
And I was, I just wanted to be here to make sure that, you know, everybody was happy because I bring great joy.
Well, what
you
was
do.
Great, what I do remember, my favorite moment when we were building the studio, and that was June.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been that long
June.
Already? Mm-hmm. Is when Mike sat down and we were actually putting the microphone stands on the table, and he says, in September, are the tickets going to be ready to go at 10 a.m.?
Stop it. My sincere. Pony, was that the most tense you've ever seen me when I when you came in this morning?
That was pretty close, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pony came in, and it's like, and then Rob came in right after
Oh,
that.
And I knew there was trouble. There was feces on the cooling apparatus when I came in, and I said something like, I always say, like, hey, 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 and he said, not happy.
I wasn't, because we
And I walked out backwards. Yeah. I walked out backwards and shut the door behind me. I don't want to be a part
well,
of
Well, you guys have been doing a great job, and everything's up and running for the live show, and you can get that. And when we come back, we'll have some more wine from the Oakton Wine Shop, which God knows I need.
Yes.
And we'll talk to Oscar about how he just completely S'd all over my computer yesterday.
Oh, dear.
We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Well, I don't want to be president, Superman. Or
what is this?
This is a fire escape. I think it's Fastball.
I like this.
Great record.
A lot. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you control. We talk about that all the time. Hulu Plus also gives you classic television.
Yes.
That's what I, you know. Not only do I like catching up on the current hit shows, but I really love taking a trip back. One of the things you can do on Hulu Plus is you can check out some of their classic television series. And as a man that is getting a little longer in the tooth, I enjoy watching these classic TV shows just to see how much things have changed.
Oh, God, yeah.
The style, the way people talk, the way women are addressed on television
shows. And not just that long ago either. I mean, full-color television programs where people are smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. It's
you
really
just don't
great.
See it anymore.
This is a special just for TMOS listeners. We talk about it because it's so darn good. An extended free trial, not just 1 week, but 2 weeks of Hulu Plus. Give it a try. You'll love it. Just click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and enjoy your 2 free weeks of great shows. Some of the modern shows you get, Jimmy Fallon, everybody loves that, Modern Family, The New Girl, The Colbert Report, and my favorite, SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's always great, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'll be watching that pretty soon. Sooner than later, I'll be really watching it.
Yes, 24 hours a day, Mike.
It's endless. It's a free trial, and it starts the minute you click the banner. Before you know it, you'll be watching your favorite current shows and amazing classic TV, all on your schedule. Take control of your TV watching experience. Just click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOMaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS and do it.
When?
Right now. This is another white wine I see that we're sampling.
Yes,
you always do it so well. You always like lead up to the hearty stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I see a Chianti in our future.
We have some really good wines today.
What is this next
Oscar
one, Brian?
Is so frightened.
So this is Chateau St. Michel. This is their single vineyard series, their Canoe Ridge Chardonnay. And
hello.
Normally with their Chardonnay, everybody thinks of their wines and you're thinking grocery store stuff, but they really do a great wine series of their single vineyards. And this is their Canoe Ridge. Mm. This is their 2009 Chard, and it's really rich, elegant.
I was going to say, it's almost got like a buttery thing happening like on a cab.
Wow. Yep.
When I wrap my tonsils around this wine,
yes, or some-
I feel... In the spring, peas grow there.
Isn't that the fun of it?
Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I feel when I take a sip of this wine that somebody's given me a bouquet of roses.
Honestly. Really?
Yeah. I feel like
maybe
I've gotten
four
bouquets of discount roses.
$7.99 a giant. I'm a generous guy. This is really terrific. Where's this come from?
Washington State, up in the Columbia Valley.
That's a little find of yours. You like that area of the country.
I do. I love finding good values anywhere in the world. But Washington State, especially the Chateau St. Michel series wines, they've come up with some fun stuff that they're going to be doing. And we'll be featuring this at our festival next weekend.
All right. If I want to buy a bottle of this wonderful stuff, how much is this going to set me back?
You're looking back at $20.
Really?
That's it?
Yeah.
That's what I love about the wines he brings.
You're a guy reasonable. That, I mean, you know wine in and out, and I don't. Is this really uncommon for a white wine to have this kind of richness?
Not that uncommon when you search it out. I mean, there's certainly some wines at this price point that don't have as much finesse and body to them.
Right.
But this is certainly quality, and that's what we're looking for when we're at the shop, is I taste everything and make sure that it does deliver this type of quality at
you know,
price point.
One of the things I'll say about good wines not only taste good, but they get you blasted.
Yes, they do.
Is that true? I mean, you've heard that a lot. I've heard that a lot. Like, the better the wine, the better it tastes, or the richer it tastes, the more...
No hangover.
No hangover. Yeah.
Well, that speaks to the
quality. I've never gotten a hangover from wine.
Yeah, me neither. I've never had to kill off an entire day in Los Angeles in the dark. Come on, Rob, we're going to the Chinese theater. No, we're not.
Wine hangover.
But do you think what Mike is saying is that when a wine, if it goes down easy, is it just because you drink more? Is that why people think that they're getting drunker?
Probably. But I mean, some of these wines are, you're looking at 14, 14.5% alcohol in some wines. Some wines are 13, 13.5%. Some are 15, 15.5%. I think the cab at the end is going to be a little bit higher alcohol. But, you know, it's just natural. And you know, as you drink more, of course, you're going to have more of a hangover. But what I will say is higher quality wines, the hangover is not as bad or as lingering as long. Because lower quality wines, you're using more preservatives and to make the wine.
Sure.
Here, you're not using it. It's all natural.
Pure. It's just grape juice.
Yeah.
How have the snacks made it over to the Bolivian again?
Because he wants to keep them from the American.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Is that what he wants to do?
Do you want some?
No, I'm fine. Josh. Because it really is hard to talk.
Please.
As Oscar, say something, Oscar.
I can't.
He can't.
You crazy. Know when you can go crazy? During the entertainment page.
Go crazy.
Yeah,
go wild.
That's right.
Let's go crazy. Go wild. Anyway, it's starting to affect me already.
Hasn't shown.
Hey, what is the most... snarky snark.
No, just a joke. Come on, we're having fun.
Okay. Shut up, Rob.
Yeah, why don't you have a piece of salami or 12?
Yeah, let me ask you this. I'm having 2 pieces of 12. You know, everything's a fat joke with you.
No, it wasn't a joke.
Where's my...
it was serious.
Yes.
Where's my pumpkin M&Ms? Anyway.
I had Tony take them away.
What is the most expensive bottle of wine you've ever sampled from? In your restaurant career or in your wine career?
Probably right around $40,000.
Oh,
for a bottle?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Was it worth it?
Depends. I didn't have to pay for it.
Okay.
There we go.
Because I was at Shoppers today, and they don't have anything over 28.
Shoppers. That's a perfect poll. Shoppers Food Warehouse.
That's right.
When you had that, were you nervous about drinking it?
No.
No, you weren't.
I was with a group of wine people that they, you know, we sat down, we it was a bunch of different wines, and that was one of the bottles that we opened up that night. And the auction value was, you know, right around that $40,000 mark. And
oh my,
what
God.
Is a what does a bottle of $40,000 wine taste like?
It's good. I mean, it's old. I mean, it was a 19.
It's good and old.
Wait, yeah, wow. It was super elegant. It was super rich. It was from the 1940s.
Was it a red or a white?
It was a red Bordeaux.
Okay,
and it was just,
and it had a screw top cap, right?
Yeah, no.
Are they doing that now? Are they? Are we going to see
more and more screw caps?
Is that
absolutely.
Trend going to continue that they're
absolutely.
All doing that
because
now?
You're looking at failure rates. So cork, 2-3% of all corks fail. So you get a corked bottle or a bad bottle of wine.
And a bad bottle of wine, if you've never opened one, it can smell like bad milk.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's horrible. It's got two things. If it tastes like wet cardboard,
mm-hmm.
and it's got like that really nasty, disgusting smell to it,
right.
that's definitely a corked bottle.
Right.
So you're not going to get a corked bottle of wine when you use a screw cap because you have less failure rate. So that 3% for a smaller producer could mean a lot of money.
Oh,
for
yeah.
a larger producer, you know, everybody's looking at it as a way of saving a penny. I mean,
what about the synthetic cork?
That's disappearing.
Is
rapidly.
It? Okay.
Wow.
So that was really a short lifespan.
Very short lifespan. And because now people are always concerned about what are you putting into your bodies. Well, what
kind of chemicals?
What kind of chemicals
are coming
out? You're
not supposed to put the cork in your body.
No, but what kind of cork? You know,
hey, you've never been to an American University McDowell Terrace party.
It's called a backup party.
We all did that.
Of course. That's how
fantastic.
You got into the club.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, of course, Jimmy got his eye cut. Right. That's Jimmy Cover. Got his eye cut one day. It was great. Kevin Cronin shot it right across the room. It's truly spectacular. It was very dangerous.
And he shot not just for distance, but
Josh,
accuracy.
Would you be a deer and give me an extra little splash?
Oh, here we go.
This is
extra splash time.
That'll offset the salami.
Yeah.
Just a splash.
Thank you very much. That's delicious.
That's not a splash.
Are there any really high-end wines right now that are using the screw top that it takes the sort of takes the black cloud off
What was
of it?
That?
The black cloud.
The yes. black cloud.
There's actually a winery in California that does their reserve wine both in screw cap and in cork, and you can only buy it in sets of two.
Okay.
So they want it, what they're doing is they're proving the theory that a screw cap is actually better or will last make the wine last longer than a cork, which is
okay.
true because you're keeping the air from getting in there and you're keeping the bottle of wine longer.
Do you ever have winos come to the Oakton Wine Shop, you know, with the purple noses and, you know, people like that? I'm just kind of curious like that.
Not really.
No. You have respectable kinda, customers.
I mean, but you're a high-end joint. You're very accessible, but when I walk in there, I feel safe.
Yeah.
And feel you like should.
That you can trust a place. Like, for example, and I've told the story before, but I had like, it was kind of like a housewarming party. And I remember stopping by on the way because it was a home in Oakton, and Oakton's a pretty nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
And I remember I was like, this guy like owns a company. I don't want to bring him just something like that I don't know about. I want to bring him something nice. You got me a bottle of French wine. Which I had no idea, nothing, I didn't even know. And it wasn't, you know, the Michael Mara Show friendly rate. It was, you know, I enjoy patronizing your business. And it was like, I think a little over $20, nothing crazy.
Right.
And when I walked in and put that on the bar for him, he's like, is this real French wine? I said, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And it's good stuff.
Yeah. And for that price point to walk in and feel like you were comfortable, you brought something quality, especially if they're wine guys.
Absolutely.
It just made my day.
What happened is Oscar, he said, is it real French wine? And Oscar said, yes, it is. And then he snuck into the bathroom to scrape the price tag off.
No price tags on any bottles of Oakton Wine Shop.
Yeah, giving you a hard time.
At a good wine shop, they don't put those price tags on there. What region of the world now, and I say world because every place, especially Virginia, you know, Virginia coming on strong with wine.
Number five in the country of wine places to visit is Virginia and growing.
Is it really?
Yeah. Let me ask you about it because a lot of people, especially in our listening audience here in Washington, D.C., they ask about that.
Yeah.
In fact, I was talking to somebody about it just the other day.
Absolutely.
We have become, I remember when I lived out in Northern Virginia in an area where it was really one of the first places you saw a couple of wineries
Absolutely.
Pop up. And now you can't drive Route 66, Route 7,
no.
Route 50, Route 9. You can't drive
15,
out in the countryside without seeing just hundreds of wineries. My question is this. Are they getting their grapes from somewhere else and making – are these tourist traps or are they really legitimate wineries?
They're legitimate wineries. I've been in the business 25 years now, and when I started, there was 27 wineries in the state of Virginia. Now you have 228 and growing at a rapid pace.
And the climate and the way climate change has
Absolutely.
Affected us, as, you know, as bad as it might be, it's helping with
it's
the
helping
wine
the wineries
growers.
A little bit, but you're also getting – now that we've growing
– Wine growers. I mean grape growers,
no,
not wine,
wine
growers.
Wine growers, wine makers.
Look at the little bottle cap coming out. Through the ground.
Yeah, let's give him another splash.
Hey, the labels are ripe.
That's a good idea. Josh,
there you go.
Thank you.
At risk of alienating any of the people you do business with.
You're not going to alienate anybody, Spiewak.
Do you have a favorite
away.
Virginia vineyard?
Not a favorite, but I will say that I prefer wines more from the Shenandoah and sure. up in the northern, coming up 81 and in 15 and 66 a little bit. I think they're doing a little bit higher quality because they're more mountain fruit. And what's happening is you're getting higher quality. And it goes back to, is the quality improving? Yes, because you're getting more and more people out there. There's more and more information being shared. And you're getting winemakers from around the world coming in and bringing what they've learned in other parts of the world and applying it here. Wow. And they're making better quality grapes.
We will take a break and come back with more great wine on this very special wine show of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be right back.
They say there's always magic in the air.
No Buddy Rich today. Today I bring you Benson.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Josh Murphy is pouring wine, and he is also managing my FanDuel fantasy team, and I have an amazingly good feeling about this particular week. Now, let me tell you what FanDuel is all about, because a lot of you are tracking with this. This is 1 week fantasy football leagues, and that's what makes it special. They play for real money. There's no season-long commitment, no upfront fees. FanDuel allows you to do how many serious combinations of games can you play on FanDuel? It's really amazing, isn't it?
You can play as many individual matchups as you want, but they have four different kinds of games, too, that you can play within the NFL. And they
He's
have all
a savant when it comes to FanDuel.
Yeah, I wish he focused like that on getting the merchandise out.
Yeah, sorry.
What is your favorite competition on FanDuel?
It's got to be 50-50. That's okay. Essentially, you just have to finish in the first. Oh, yeah, okay, laugh at it.
It's got to be 50-50.
This is great. Listen up. This is cool.
Don't worry about Rob.
All you have to do is finish in the top half of the entire league, and you double your money. So you put in $25, you finish better than half the other guys in there, you walk away with 50. That's all you got to do.
This is my GM.
Where's my 50, Josh?
Yeah, Josh. We had some bad luck, Oscar.
Well, we got to get it back, apparently.
He's managing for you, and he's managing for me, and he's managing for himself on FanDuel. And the fact is, he started Peyton Manning for me last week, which made my week very fun. There is no season-long commitment. I like that about it, too. You can play each week or whenever you want to play. It's up to you. Get a new lineup each week based on salary cap. And, you know, once that's maxed out, right, you can't get access to those guys.
No, so once you're locked in. Yep.
You got to get in early, just like with other fantasy leagues, but it's fantastic. They've got huge prizes and instant payouts. FanDuel is paying out more than $135 million this year. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use that code. You know what it is, Rob?
It's TMOS, Mike.
Thank you. New users, when you use my code.
What did you expect, I would say?
TMOS, FanDuel.
That's right.
We'll match your deposit dollar for dollar.
You know what that is, Oscar? If I can jump in for just a moment, it's free money.
It's free money. They do that up to $200.
Yes,
don't forget to click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
Oh,
use my
go.
Code TMOS when you sign up. FanDuel.com.
Watch out for the aardvark.
Where every week's a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Use my code TMOS and sign up today. For those of you that might have thought we were getting too serious at the beginning of the show, welcome to the halfway mark. How you doing?
How are you doing?
We're joined with Brian Gauthier from the Oakton Wine Shop, sampling a wide variety of wines today. Oscar's enjoying the tray of snacks, keeping them away from Mr. O'Mara so that Mr. O'Mara does not gain all of the weight back that he lost. We're having a fantastic time, and we hope you're having a good time as well. Before we proceed with our next wine, or actually, why don't you give us the first wine, then I'm going to share a touching, heartwarming obituary. You may have been aware of this online, but this is about the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It speaks to being nice to your children.
Of course.
What's our next selection, Mr. Gauthier?
This is a friend of mine, Pascal Maillard, his 70 Le Bon. So it's a sub-region in Burgundy. It's 100% Pinot Noir. It's got this beautiful, rich elegance and deep cherry and cranberry notes.
When you say 100% Pinot Noir, what does that mean to someone who doesn't know what it means?
Well, there's no other grapes. It's just 100%.
And that's a type of grape?
Correct.
Okay.
What is his name again?
Pascal Maillard.
Okay. Very good.
Are we cooking up something in the comedy? Oh, Oscar, there's somebody on the phone.
Let me get that.
Would you like to
Pascal
answer
Pascal Maillard?
Mm-hmm.
I think you asked him to call in.
Yeah, one more ring.
Yeah.
Would you like to answer that,
yeah,
Oscar?
One more ring, please.
Okay.
All right. Hello.
Pronto.
Oh, Pascal.
Bonjour.
How are you?
Senor. My name is Pascal Maillard.
You know, I'm about to sample your wine.
Yeah, you're very fortunate. You are very fortunate. You're a very fortunate man, and I'm feeling very, very creative.
I have a question.
Today, yes, Rob.
You know Brian, of course.
Yes.
From the Oakton Wine Shop.
He's a wonderful, wonderful man.
Can you tell us something?
Firm arms and a tight buttocks. Well,
can you tell us something about him that we don't already know?
Well, he's a generous man.
In what way?
He's a giving man.
Yeah.
I will not tell you what way.
Why not?
I will just say that
he's... You what? You just what?
I will just say he's a giving man. He likes to be friendly.
Uh-huh.
He likes wine. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes Pascal Menard.
One other question.
That is me.
Before you go, one more question.
Oui, Rob.
Is it true that Josh Murphy is running your fantasy football league?
Yes. Doing a great job.
How many francs do you have into it?
I have put 700 euros. in my account, and I hope Josh will do very well.
Yeah, he's also very generous.
And now back to Brian Gauthier with the wine. Bonsoir.
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 Ciao, ciao.
Hello.
Did I have the right accent there?
I think it was
a hybrid.
Yeah, you sound like a detective from Taken. That's how you sound.
Yeah, you did answer Italian. You said pronto.
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 Tell where it was.
So what's this next wine we're having here?
This is the Savigny Le Bon from Pascal Maillard. It's in Burgundy, and beautiful fruit, nice elegance. And this is a wine that you could have with poultry, duck, lamb. Works really well with game.
With the cherry and stuff in it. This is my favorite flavor. If you want to simplify it to like a Fanta, this is what I love. This is so, so good. How much is this for a bottle?
This wine goes great with game.
Wild game.
Oh, bring it in.
Could I pair this wine, let's say, with a guinea hen?
What's that? I didn't hear you, Oscar.
Could I pair this wine with a guinea hen?
No, Wayne did the impression of the guinea hen.
Okay, are there any wines that are delicious in the morning?
All wines.
All of them, Mike.
Good morning.
I'm sorry.
When you choose your wines,
yes.
I know you travel extensively throughout the year, but do you go every year?
Oh, that's
yes.
Good.
Wow.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And how far in advance do you order the wine? Like, for example, when you went to Barcelona.
Can I have a sausage?
Sure. When you went to
well,
Barcelona.
I'm right here, mister.
Well, do you have to always pass it? Can't you just pass it across the table?
Well, that'd be rude.
Like a normal person?
Yeah, we have a butler.
So when I'm there, when we come back, usually we'll spend about a week, 2 weeks, and I'll go through all my tasting notes, and we'll place the order for the year at that point in time.
Oh, wow. But every year you go back?
Yeah.
And okay. That's your favorite part of your job?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. The travel. Cool. Yeah.
How come you're not drinking it?
I got to drive later on, so how it goes.
Okay.
I don't work where I live, you know. We can't all do that.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, he really is today.
Why? What's
Look
the matter
him.
With you?
You know, a splash of drink might just be exactly what you need.
Are you weren't able to
need.
Fix my computer?
Oh, no. That actually haunted me, but you can only do what you can do, you know?
Do you know what Oscar is great when he's doing anything tech, whether it's wiring or something buried in a laptop? He talks. He talks to the technology.
Yeah.
Have you noticed this?
He's like, come on.
Come on. Let's do it. Let's do this right now. Come on. It'll be amazing.
Help me out here. Help me out. Oh, nope. Yeah. Nope. That didn't work. Okay. Hey. Oh, we got it.
Same thing happened with the slot machine in Vegas.
You talked to the slot machine?
Yeah.
The $100 slot machine.
Didn't work out.
Oscar's trying to fix my Facebook problem, incidentally. Thank you for all the people that have sent me.
Everyone's got a solution.
Information. It's not working.
Still.
It's still not working. I'm still not able to do that. We finally contacted Facebook.
We've
They're probably going to get
down.
Back to me,
yeah.
And we've narrowed it down. But yesterday, I got on my computer today. You took everything off my computer.
I did.
Why didn't you tell me? Hold on. How many apps did you remove from Facebook?
97.
Well, Mike, he is
the deleter.
When I open like a message from somebody who wants me to look at something, sometimes that opens an app. Is that right?
As long as it says .ru, Mike's all in. You don't have to open everything that people send you.
You know, if your diction had been better.
You don't talk to me like I'm an idiot.
If his diction had been better, that joke would have killed.
It would have killed.
What he actually said was, if it says .ru at the end, Mike is all in. It was a good line. I wanted people to understand
it. I messed it up.
I'll tell you right now, I've got, what's the name?
Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson.
And Bill O'Leary.
And I've got Bill O'Leary. Right here.
So at one point yesterday, to really pull the curtain back, Mike is hovering over me, and I'm like, you know, kind of, I'm deleting things that he's downloaded that he didn't know he downloaded, and I was going back and forth, and I'm like, I feel like I'm with my parents.
Yeah.
But I was like, at least you know how
to use it. Well, let's be honest. You feel about that. You feel like that almost every day.
No, I don't. No.
When you look at me when I come into the studio.
What he loved is the treasure hunt of finding the stuff to delete, and he's yelled to me from across the room, oh, look, I found MacBook cleaner.
But that's the one I added that we thought had caused the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
it turns out it's not your computer.
It's not your computer.
So my experience has been some of these pieces of software that are available for download over the, you know, online.
Sure.
For free.
Are really, and free, most of them, are problematic. Would that be a safe assumption?
Yeah,
I mean, they don't all, they're not the magic bullet that you think that they're all supposed to be. They just don't work. Because in my case, some of these cleaners have actually caused more problems than they
do. Yes.
You know,
I don't know anybody outside of one person, Mike O'Mara, that's ever downloaded one of those little pop-ups that's a cleaner.
You know, here I am trying to have a nice civil discussion with you and you're attacking again.
No,
what he's doing is just, he's stating an example.
Yes. Raise your hand in studio, or say I, because we are on the radio.
Right.
Raise your hand. And if you've downloaded a pop-up cleaner, or say I, go ahead.
No, I wouldn't call
say
it a
nobody
pop-up.
Nobody did.
No.
I wouldn't
no,
call it a did. Pop-up cleaner.
And also, isn't the cleaning of a computer more of a problem with a Windows platform than an Apple platform? I don't feel the need to clean my computer.
Even then, you shouldn't download something that just pops up.
No, you go to something like a Norton.
Yes.
Yes.
You actually purchase the product, and that's probably the best way to do it.
$30.
Yes. Yes.
Your brain's got the shell on it.
No. The beauty is, Mike, you really didn't do anything.
Yeah, you didn't do anything wrong.
No, Facebook is at fault here.
Boned you.
They boned you hard.
I'm trying every day. What did they do, Josh?
Oh, they boned you.
Thank you. I'm trying to get better.
I'm
trying to get more computer savvy.
And you are.
I'm trying to eat this sausage and talk at the same
You're
time.
You're fine.
It's okay.
You're fine.
Multitasking.
It's not sausage. It's salami, right?
Salami, yeah. It's from Oli's out of Richmond.
God almighty, that's good.
Can't go wrong.
And that's charcuterie.
Correct.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, look at you.
Yes.
Is it from Little Italy in Richmond?
No.
The historic Italian district of Richmond?
The one thing you can say, I'm not computer literate.
Right.
But I am a good father.
The best.
You're a great father.
Maybe the best.
And I
the
will
best.
Tell you
to
this,
to your child and to Oscar.
Rob is a great father. Yeah. I'm a good father to Oscar as well.
We do what we can.
I will tell you this. Don't piss off your kids. This comes out of Reno, Nevada.
Oh, no.
This is an obit.
The biggest little city in the world.
Yes.
You never know what's going to jump out at you online. And, you know, every day when I'm looking through, you know, hundreds of different stories, and this thing was just a... You don't hear about this. You don't hear, no matter how bad a human being is.
Right.
Usually when it's obituary time, you're not going to trash him because, you know, don't speak ill of the dead. It's the standard rule that I think a lot of people adhere to.
There are two times when you really can sort of make off like a bandit, and that is if someone agrees to write you a job recommendation. Mm-hmm. They're not going to hose you if they do that, or some sort of recommendation, or an obituary, or if you're eulogizing someone.
Yeah.
You just don't come out and tell the truth.
No, you paint in broad strokes.
Yes, you do. And sometimes you duck behind things.
And especially if somebody is elderly, because even with their past indiscretions, their
right.
crimes, whatever, people mellow, and you know, when you're old and feeble, you're not the evil person you once were.
That's right. I mean, look at Mike.
This didn't happen here. This amazed me. This is a, I'm not sure what the newspaper is out of Reno. Excuse me.
It's Reno World Guardian.
Hey.
No?
It's the Reno Hoff Picayune.
Oh, I know what it is. It's the Reno Bee.
The Reno Bee. There we go. The Reno Monitor.
The paper of record.
Thank you. This is a bio that was just in the paper, and it went viral because...
It's an obit, not a bio.
An obit. I'm sorry. Yeah. An obit. And it went viral because of the following. Here we go. Marianne Teresa Johnson Reddick, born January 4, 1935. I mean, she's an old lady.
Yep.
And died alone on September 30th, 2013.
She'd be 78.
She is survived by her 6 of 8 children, whom she spent her lifetime torturing in every way possible.
Oh, no.
Right there, you know, that's enough. I think you made your statement.
Good night, nurse.
Pretty amazing.
Okay.
You know, and you realize, you know, having put one together for my father and
right.
been a part of it and the writing of it, you know, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah,
it's an obit. They're not going to edit you. That's the way it's going to go. While she neglected and abused her small children, she refused to allow anyone else to care or show compassion towards them. When they became adults, she stalked and tortured anyone they dared to love.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Everyone she met, adult or child, was tortured by her cruelty and exposure to violence, criminal activity, vulgarity, and hatred of the gentle or kind human spirit.
Oh, no.
Wow. You know what's great about this?
This is written by someone who knows the English language.
Yeah, I was going to say, not only is it damning, it's grammatically wonderful.
It really is. So
yeah.
This is somebody who
knew
the deal.
Yeah.
On behalf of her children, whom she so abrasively exposed to her evil and violent life, we celebrate her passing from this earth and hope she lives in the afterlife, reliving each gesture of violence, cruelty, and shame that she delivered on her children.
Jesus.
Her surviving children will now live the rest of their lives with the peace of knowing their nightmare finally has some form of closure.
Wow.
It's truly mind-boggling.
It is.
Most of us have found peace in helping those who have been exposed to child abuse and hope this message of her final passing can revive our message that abusing children is unforgivable, shameless, and should not be tolerated in a humane society. Our greatest wish is to stimulate a national movement that mandates a purposeful and dedicated war against child abuse in the United States of America.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, talk about using someone rotten to do something good.
Buzzkill.
That is truly, I've never seen anything like
that. I've never heard of anything like that.
I've never heard of anything. I think that's why it's gone viral.
And
I've
also,
never heard of
the thing
like
is that it was the most unpleasant wake I've ever been to. It was just... No love in that room, baby.
Wasn't it amazing how they propped her hand up with the middle finger extended to
everybody?
I like
that. That was nice.
Oh, my God.
Do you think, and again, have they been on the Today Show or anything? I'm sure someone's
No, just the letter. You know what? That's the one thing is I've not
seen any
coverage
of it.
Actually,
we're ahead of the game. You'll probably see that next week if it's going to go national on the national news shows because this just hit today. So.
Right. Do you have a character limit when you send that to the paper or does it cost?
No, they charge you.
You have to pay for it.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. I remember when my dad passed away and we were sitting in the funeral home. And, you know, very somber occasion, obviously, and you're making the arrangements. And what you learn when you lose a loved one who's close to you and you are an active person in the planning for their funeral is that it's a business.
Yeah,
and
also,
it's shocking. It really is because you kind of like you want everybody to be patting on your back and hugging you, and it's not that's not the case.
But did you find the going through the steps and the business of it, it's helpful? In many ways,
well,
it distracts you.
I did because I went into really for the first time that I can remember. I haven't done it since. A really, and I mean this, I'm not joking, a zen-like state where I only released my emotions in the backyard of my home after the reception, after my father's funeral.
Right.
I went through the wake. I went through the funeral. I went out into the backyard, and I remember my, you know, this is how old I am, my nephew who's now married came out into the backyard, and he said, "You're saying goodbye to Papa." And that just triggered it, and I just lost it. And I didn't lose it in front of him. I turned away, and I walked like 100 yards down the road, and I lost it. But I, during
you know
that,
what I think that,
that
is.
Entire thing, I went into this like tunnel vision where I was just thinking about the task at hand.
That's showbiz. And I don't want to simplify it or diminish it, but it is because you knew you had to get, I mean, if you
get through this,
you have to make that funeral happen. And you were the, for lack of a better word, as your eulogy, you were the keynote.
Yeah.
And if you didn't carry that, the thing didn't happen. And I think you put that on your shoulders and you were able to do it.
And when Oscar mentions about, you know, how much does it cost, that's another, you know, like, can't you just, you would think, isn't it free?
Yeah,
I thought it was like a public service.
Don't you just like pop that in the paper? No, you got to pay for that. You got to pay for an obit.
You pay for everything.
And you know, it's and depending, you know, when you see an obituary for a non-public figure that has the picture and the headline
and the long strip,
they're paying for it,
and they're paying a lot.
Is it more that I used to read that when I was a kid?
What's that?
Read what people have like done with their lives.
I love obituaries.
I read obituaries forever.
Yeah.
Kind of now, weird the three of us have done that.
No, Mike now reads obituaries just to make sure he's not in them. And if he's not there, he starts prepping the show.
Yeah. Hey, Rob.
Yes?
Rob, stand over here for a second.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, hey! Get out of there! What is it? I'm going to kick you in the side. That's the way it's going to go, side.
Now, so that was just amazing. And the fact is, it's all business. Yeah. I was sitting there with my mom and my sister, and we weren't, you know, my father took a long time to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. So we were prepared for it emotionally. However, it's still somber and it's very,
sucks.
Very. And we're sitting
the
there.
Worst.
And the only joke, I've said this before on the air, you know, he says, okay, we've got this, and this is the, if you use this casket, and if he's cremated, we can do it this way. And I said, which is the package that gets us the free set of steak knives? And this is the reaction in the room.
Oh.
There's this, it's like one 1,000, two 1,000. I look across at my sister, and she goes,
good for her.
It was a good moment. It was a good. So anyway, don't piss off your kids.
Be nice.
That's the lesson behind that. And we're going to get a review coming back with Oscar Rotzi of the. Instantly, did you prepare your entertainment?
I've got it.
Can you incorporate your Oscar Rotzi into your review of last night's fantastic show? Mm-hmm. And we'll have more wine from the Oakton Wine Shop coming up on the Michael Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You're listening to The Strains of Faces, Rod Stewart.
Faith!
When he was a rock and roller, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best songs ever recorded. I love this song. I have it on my iPod. I have it on my motorcycle. I listen all the time. I hope you'll enjoy it, too, especially if you're going into an incredible weekend. Enjoy the song stylings of Ronnie Wood on guitar, Rod Stewart lead vocals. This is Faces on WDRC. In the morning. All right, thank you.
You know, that is such a show-off record, because not only is it a long ramp,
right,
it's not where it should be. The vocal is not where it should be, and you nail it every time.
I do love me that song. Let's get the commercial in here for Amazon.
Please.
We talk about Ponyboy and Josh Murphy with their brand new $50 gift cards that were purchased by Amy Berger on Amazon.
Thank you.
Hopefully she went through the Mike O'Mara Show webpage. You should do that, too. Amazon is your place for the season. And the season, I think it's safe to say, Rob, has changed.
Yes, it has, Mike.
Fall is now breathing down our necks.
You know, I could feel it when I let the dog out this morning.
And Amazon has you covered. How about new clothes?
How about them?
Have you tried out a new outfit?
Charlie Warren.
Charlie Warren. Plus boots, winter coats. And how about that hat you've always wanted? Well, you never have to leave your front desk, your desk,
what?
Rather. Amazon. Thank you, Brian Gauthier at the Oakton Wine Shop for giving me this wine. Amazon is the place to go for pumpkin decorations.
Yes.
Pumpkin seeds, pumpkin-flavored coffee, canned pumpkin, pumpkin Pop-Tarts.
What?
The Smashing Pumpkins on CD. And the popular book Pumpkins by Ken Robbins.
It's a great book. Brian, have you read it?
I have not.
I won't spoil the ending, but it's great.
Save valuable time and effort doing all your pumpkin shopping at home. Even beyond pumpkins, Amazon has it all, even full selections of carving knives. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com, Amazon. And don't forget, it's the best place for all of your office supplies, too. Amazon. Before we go to Oscarazzi, what is the next selection we're having today, Mr. Gauthier?
So this is Poggio Scaletti, Chianti Classico.
Oh, here we go.
Predominantly Sangiovese. And just big and rich.
This got a good bouquet to it, huh?
She's a taste so good.
Oh, man, I got to get this before I put the gravy and the pasta.
Now, how come it is you can get Chianti from your place without straw in the bottle?
Well, because you can.
Doesn't all Chianti come in like a straw-covered bottle?
No, not anymore.
That's just in old movies, yeah.
Those are stereotypes.
No, I don't believe it is. I believe what it is a celebration of a culture.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Oakton Wine Shop, everybody. It's a fantastic place off Chambridge Road in Oakton. Check them out. And the big fall festival coming up at Oakton Wine Shop. Without further ado, let's get right to it with Oscar Razzi.
All righty then. As you know, yesterday I went to...
Do you get the impression he's just dying to get out of here today?
Yeah, yesterday too.
I'm just kidding.
Hey now. Back to the show.
That's right.
So, yesterday I went to Constitution Hall and I mentioned that I was going to go see Dane Cook.
Yeah. There's nothing like a Dane.
And for years, I have sat in rooms where people just bash Dane Cook left and right.
And rightly so, I should say.
At times, I thought rightly so. We've had him on the program in the past. It was a kind gentleman on his radio tours when he was promoting his movies. And I didn't know what to expect. The show overall, though, from a scale of 1 to 10, was a 10. This is his first tour back in 4 years. His material is relevant, it's current, it's very pop culture, and it had me laughing with my teeth out the entire show.
Can you recall?
I was pleasantly
any,
surprised.
Can you recall any jokes he told?
No. But I was sober. I can't really.
Really?
Because the way he tells jokes are like stories.
Yeah, he does.
So I wouldn't even do it justice in the time I have here now.
All right.
But it was. I was moved to the point where I don't really tweet that much. I tweeted him. And thanked him for what a great show and a great night.
Wow, did you give him a rub down
No, I was hoping for a tweet back. Didn't get that. Didn't get a follow. Though then my girl said, I'm going to tweet Dane Cook. And I said, no, you're not, because he's in town for the night. And he'll tweet you back.
Funny man Dane Cook recently went on a tirade against the promotional posters for his upcoming movie. What is the movie called?
He's got Cars. He's
My Best
Cars.
Friend's Girl.
Oh, he's got that.
That's
as well.
All right. My,
is that the movie where he works at Costco?
The following really makes Cook look like the moron. The comic is embroiled in a bitter legal battle over his not picking up after his dog when it poops at his Hollywood apartment. Last month, the judge ruled to evict the smelly Cook from his apartment. Wow.
Yeah.
Since no one was picking up after his dog. So what's Dane to do? He's going to counter that and take his case to court again. Cook says that he just can't leave his apartment. The reason? Apparently, he needs the presence of former comedians John Belushi and Steve Martin, who used to live in the apartment building, to inspire him.
Well, he's been inspired because it was hilarious.
Seriously, though. According to Cook, he only rented the apartment since his heroes, Belushi and Martin, used to live at that same complex back in the day. He claims in court documents that if he leaves his apartment, he'll suffer mental and emotional damage, which would ruin his career.
Wow.
Now, I just
That's
have
a bigger
to get,
load than what his
the
dog
only reason
left
I
behind.
Do this, and I don't doubt you saw a funny show, but I still want to make sure that we balance this out, regardless of his, you know, what he did on stage, with the fact that the guy is an a-hole.
Yeah, and he
a
is hated,
classic a-hole.
Hated within his own industry and a notorious joke stealer.
Probably half of that material you were watching was probably taken from other lesser-known comedians.
Maybe, but I have not. I mean, that is alleged.
Maybe.
That is alleged. I have not seen that. I just know that I wasn't expecting a great show. Because remember, I got the bait and switch. I thought I was going to go.
You didn't want to go.
I thought I was going to go see Dave Chappelle, and then it became Dane Cook all of a sudden.
Right. What made it just so because of the topicality of it, or
it
the fact
so
that it's cutting edge,
fresh,
right?
And it made so much sense,
right?
And people were, and I'm not dullards. People I respect were falling on the floor laughing. Basically.
How long did he do?
He actually did an hour, and he was having such a good time that he came back up for another half hour.
Okay. Would he have an opener?
Yes, he did.
And how was the opener?
He was pretty good, but Dane killed, standing ovation. The entire DAR, Constitution Hall, packed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun.
Okay, good.
So if you're out there, the kid's coming to town near you, check it out. It's worth your money.
My heart is broken that I missed it.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Next time you and I, Mike.
From a return to,
give me some more wine.
To a guy that you think can't fail, Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
Have you guys checked in on Million Second Quiz?
It seems to me that everyone has bailed on it, including the network.
Wow, yes. This was a huge promotional endeavor by the network.
They built their entire fall on it.
I mean, NBC brought them out in the football game to promote this show.
A couple things. One, soft numbers overall. 6.5 million people on its debut. Two-week run for Million Second Quiz. And it was a huge promotional rollout. Outside of that, you should know that it was tied into this application that NBC had built for Million Second Quiz where you could actually win a chance to be on the show by playing this application.
I seen a lady that won and it got to go on the show.
It looks like the set cost about $2 million.
Oh, even more.
And I'm probably conservative with that.
Yeah.
During its season debut, the app crashed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, did it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Call Pony.
And it was completely tied to the show.
He's working on our state theater show.
So if everybody's playing at home, playing on the air, and the app crashes, there's certainly something wrong with that formula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God, I guess so.
So now everything, you know, Ryan Seacrest, everything he touched in the past turned to gold. It's still a little early, but it's only got another week to catch on.
Well,
you know,
what I gauge it is last Monday, they had Al living in the pod with the contestants.
In the middle of Manhattan.
Yeah, on the set. Yeah. Now it's 5 days later, and they're not even mentioning it.
You know, Ryan Seacrest could stop now. He could have stopped 2 years ago and had... really an amazing career. I'm not going to take anything away from that guy.
I think he's great.
He's an amazingly hardworking guy. But I believe that, you know, this is the way it works in show business. Everybody that does what we do, you try to grab as much as you can while you can because you never know when it's going to go away.
Right.
Hi, everybody.
that's why just Mike had his glass refilled.
And I will tell you this, that at the same time, though, man, there are other people out there.
Let them do it.
There are people besides Carson Daly and Ryan Seacrest. Please, please. There's so many great stand-up comedians. We were talking about that a minute ago. That are out there. I just wish Hollywood, I've said this forever, it speaks to the whole originality of screenplays. Just throw more things against the wall and see if it sticks. Yeah. Because that's how you get hits. And they used to do it more.
And give Dave Price a chance.
Dave Price. God, where's he gone?
I have no idea where he landed. I wanted him to host The Price is Right.
Oh, that's right. He's gone, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's no more.
He's no more on CBS.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No, that's the Charlie Rose show.
Okay.
Seamless segue.
Yes.
Breaking Bad, I know you're a fan, Mike, and you're still catching up.
Watched one two nights ago.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. What season are you in? Still two or three?
I'm still in two. Okay. I'm towards the end of two.
Three's phenomenal.
You know, you're caught up, right?
Yes.
I always tell you where I am.
Yeah.
I am now, they just survived their run-in with Tuco.
Ah.
And his brother-in-law shot Tuco to death.
Ooh.
And now they are doing the follow-up to that where they're trying to track down people that were associated. So
I'm jealous.
What am I? I'm not even
great
halfway,
season. Great
I'm not
season.
Even halfway
yeah.
through, right?
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Right.
Okay, just quickly, speaking of Breaking Bad, as we're ending the series, there's going to be a spinoff, and the spinoff will be set, and it's going to be like a prequel type spinoff for Saul Goodman. Their lawyer. And you have not met Saul Goodman yet.
I haven't even met him yet.
But you know what? I've seen clips. He is a great character.
Yes.
Really good.
AMC and Universal say they're coming out, and it's going to be a prequel before this all happened on The Scummy Lawyer, which you will meet in season 3 and season 4.
Oh, I'm psyched about that.
And he's a pivotal character throughout the rest of the seasons, and you're going to love it.
Oh, good.
So there's going to be more Breaking Bad, same team. Clearly, Bryan Cranston isn't in it.
I'll try to knock some out this weekend. I want to catch up.
It's called Just Call Saul.
It's that is.
I think that's what it's called.
Just Call Saul.
Just Call Saul.
Exactly.
Weird that it's that name. That's it. That's Oscarazzi. Thank you very much, Oscar Santana. And you heard it. Oscar changed his mind on Dane Cook, so go check him out.
I wanted to hate him. I couldn't.
You know what? You should have tried harder.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show coming up next. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're being joined by the Oakton Wine Shop. It's their fall festival coming up September 20th and 21st. That's their third annual fall festival. They'll be kicking off a two-day festival, 15 wines from California, Italy, and the Pacific Northwest. Then they're going to have a wonderful benefit for the Inova Blood Donor Services. Come out and enjoy wines from Spain, Burgundy, and California, as well as craft beer. There's got food tasting from Culinaria. Where's Culinaria?
Culinaria Cooking School in
Is
Vienna.
Is it Culinaria or Culinaria?
Culinaria.
Culinaria.
It's a cooking school in Vienna.
I always get to, when I read Culinaria, I always think I'm going to slip and say something dirty.
Well, you do your best.
And Rhino Treats, we've had those before.
Yeah, Rhino Treat cookies will be there.
Amazing cookies.
Right here in Manassas. Some of the sales profits are going to go directly to Inova Blood Donor Services. If you'd like more details, call Brian and all the gang over at Oakton Wine Shop, 703-255-5425. Oakton Wine Shop off Chainbridge Road in Oakton. If you want to go in and get yourself a bottle of wine that you can take to a party and impress your friends, and you can do it at a reasonable price, Brian will tell you exactly what to get, and he will hand pick the wine for you. I've had it done myself. Rob's had it done a bunch of times. So has Oscar. So check it out. Without further ado, let's get to the Audio Vault for Friday, September 13th, 2013. Rob's
what are we drinking, Brian? This is great.
This is a Stratton Loomis Cab out of Napa Valley.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Just pause.
I like me the Napa.
But you know what, Mike? It's Friday, so before we do the Audio Vault, it's time for a bonus. Oscar Santana Challenge.
Really?
This went so well last Friday. What we're going to do is we're going to give Oscar a chance to name famous television themes.
Okay, good.
And after he gets them wrong, everyone else in the room can play. Actually, this one is slightly in your wheelhouse. Okay. You might get this one. Name this TV theme.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. This is Webster.
It is not Webster.
Oh.
I know it, but
you can have another guess.
Small Wonder.
Small Wonder is a good guess, but that had lyrics. No, I'm sorry.
Mike?
Josh, do you know?
I've never heard this before in my
life. Brian Gothier?
I'm with you. I know it, but
it's famous.
Pony?
Pony, you want to weigh in?
I have no clue.
I believe it was, if I was forced to guess, NBC on Monday nights, and it involved a puppet.
Alf!
It is Alf!
I know this!
Alf.
Good one.
Wow.
Excellent. Hey, Willie.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, how you doing, Willie?
You know, of all the things that I ever did.
That's right, Alf.
I love Alf.
I did Willie. See, everybody does Alf. That's what Patton Oswalt used to say about me. Everybody does Alf. I did Willie.
That's right.
Alf, we're not going to take you down to the stairs.
One time I booked Alf for the Don and Mike show. I was so proud. It was a great phoner. All right, Oscar, name this TV theme. Now, I do know this was 8:30 Thursday nights on NBC.
Can I get a clue?
Let the lyric hit. I bet we've been together. Yeah, the clue is that BJ Thomas is singing it.
Hogan's Family.
It's not the Hogan Family. I'm sorry.
Josh Murphy.
Again, I'm drawing a blank.
No. Brian Gothier.
It was a huge show.
I know it. I know it. Pony Boy. God.
Honey Boo Boo.
Not Honey Boo Boo.
Okay.
Wait. And it's getting them on, baby. It's like two people.
No, it's a family.
It's a family.
As a matter of fact, Mike, it's
Family Matters.
Family Ties.
Oh, God. I love Family Ties.
I can't believe I didn't get that.
All right, let's do one more.
And Michael J. Fox with another TV show coming on this fall.
Mallory. Let's do one more, Oscar. You should get this one. Everyone else in the world will, but I think even Oscar will get this one based on his heritage.
Oh, yeah. I Love Lucy.
Yeah, very good. You know why these three shows were chosen, Mike, why I chose Alf and Family Ties and I Love Lucy.
Why?
Because they're all available on Hulu Plus.
Hey! Ding, ding. Big win.
So check it out. Oh. Great shows, old, new, in the middle.
The password is product placement.
My mom, when I remember as a kid, right? Because my mom would stay home on Mondays.
Right.
I wasn't going to school yet. I used to run and jump in my mom's bed and watch I Love Lucy together.
It's a great show.
Did you root for Ricky?
No, stop.
I love the early ones. I love the old ones. I hated when it went color.
Oh, like the Lucy Show.
Oh, the Lucy Show is terrible.
You didn't care for that?
Except for Mr. Mooney.
Mr. Mooney. You know what's funny?
Mrs. Carmichael.
He was the same. Miss Gail Gordon was the same character in every incarnation of the Lucy Show, just with a different name.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, my mom's going to love this.
It's marvelous. Hey, do we have one more, or have we gotten through the entire list?
I think you just didn't get to taste the last one, but we do have
okay,
the last
one. Okay,
very
good. Yes.
Let us start. And Mike is a student of voices, so he'll enjoy this. For years, I thought the lowest bass singer.
Mike is lit.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
I thought the lowest bass singer I had ever heard in my life was Elvis's backup singer, J.D. Sumner. And I've played this tape before.
I thought it was.
This is a male voice.
Down, oh, wow.
I thought it was the guy, Levi Stubbs.
No, from the Four Tops?
From the Four Tops, who was also in Little Shop of Horrors.
This guy, everyone else is going to have to take their hat off to this guy. This looked like a tape from the 1970s. He was always in a gospel quartet, is where bass singers seem to land. This is a band called, or a singing group called the Crystal River Boys, doing their hit, There's a Rainbow. And listen to this. This is an unaltered, actual male singer.
There's a rainbow.
Oh, wow.
And he's dead on pitch wise.
That's the thing that makes it special.
He's lower than the piano.
How low can you go?
That's a freak of nature.
And your register.
Yeah.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lay on down.
See, that's pretty good.
But that's
pretty good.
Leondo.
That's pretty
good.
But
anyway, I'm also drinking wine.
Pretty
so
good.
That makes
pretty
it
good.
So the Crystal River Boys, I doff my cap to thee.
Wow.
Now,
that sounds like it's almost a genetic defect.
There might be a trick involved.
And why is it so slow, too?
Because that is actually the. I think that's the vibration of his vocal cords.
Rob, how low can you go?
Da, 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 da. He
took
his A-hole pills. You can tell he was at a Dane Cook show last night.
Oh, stop
it. Well, hold on. You know what? Just to be fair, Oscar, since Mike did it and I did it, how big of an A-hole can you be?
I can go low.
All right, go ahead.
Coors, the banquet beer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Beef is what's for dinner.
Ah, there we go.
Thank you.
That's probably a lot.
And my balls aren't that big.
I like chicken. Love chicken. Did you hear any of the epic customer service meltdown?
Do Poppin' Fresh, okay? If we're doing commercial.
Everyone has their thing.
High point of the show
I've
right
never
there.
Seen that.
Everybody has show. Their you know what? Let's save the meltdown till Monday because it's lengthy.
Okay.
I will send love out to the Jersey Shore that got hit again yesterday. I spent hours watching the Funtown Pier, just like a mile away from Seaside Heights.
And this was fire, right? Just random fire.
And it was so funny. That's where my dad worked as a kid. So he knew the whole geography of the boardwalk. And when they said it started at a frozen custard, he said, oh, yeah, it started at Coors. It probably went from there to the sawmill. He knew all the places, and it's devastating.
And also, for the people out in Colorado, we have a lot of fans out in that part of the country,
yes.
And really our hearts go out to you. Hang in there. That, to me, scares me almost more than fire, not being able to get somewhere because of the rain. Terrible.
But the fire, I watched it for hours, and somehow I did feel better when Chris Christie showed up. And you know what? He was great. He had this to say.
Listen, this is us, so we're, you know, as soon as this is over, we'll pick ourselves up, we'll dust ourselves off, and we'll get back to work.
He's a great governor.
And
just so visible and so, you know, just right there.
And they've demonstrated an ability to get it together down there and rebuild very rapidly, so our prayers go for them.
But the next thing Chris Christie says I didn't like as much.
I said to my staff, I feel like I want to throw up, and that's me.
Yeah, but he says that
might
all
be
the
helpful
time.
For him.
Couldn't hurt. And you know what? The surgery is working great.
Is it really?
No,
it's not.
No.
Okay.
No, we close with everyone's talking Miley Cyrus. Here's Conan O'Brien.
Miley Cyrus said people should forget that she's naked when they watch her new video. Yeah. She said instead they should remember that this is what happens when you let children become actors.
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Brian Gauthier, your fall festival, anything that I left out?
No, I think you hit everything, and we hope to see everybody there. It'll be a great time, as always.
And it's not just the fall festival. Stop by the Oakton Wine Shop. If you're somebody that's coming into town, especially for our upcoming live show, you want to do the tour, and you want to take some good stuff back with you, go see Brian over at the Oakton Wine Shop. It'll be a lot of fun. It's really what people do. They do the circuit when they come into the Northern Virginia area. We got to get out of here, and don't forget, Omericon tickets are on sale to the general public today.
Right now.
Let's see if we can improve on the last time. I don't know if that can be done, but I'd love to see if we can sell this thing out rapidly. Tickets are going very, very fast for Omericon 2013. That is coming up November 9th at the State Theater in Falls Church, Virginia, and we will see you there. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Oh, yeah, one more thing. Please remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click on the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all of your favorite shows right now. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOmeraShow.com. You may go now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.